Good morning. It's Friday, June 11th. I'm Danny Peterson, and this is the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. In a historic move, every member of Oregon's House of Representatives voted to expel Mike Nierman, who's accused of allowing armed protesters into the state capitol on December 21st. With a vote of 59-1, Nierman was the only one to vote against the expulsion. He also faces two misdemeanor charges in connection with the demonstrations. His court hearing is scheduled for June 29th. 21 of Oregon's counties are now considered low risk against coronavirus. Lane, Coos, and Wasco counties met the state's requirement to move to lower risk this week. But 11 counties across the state remain in high risk, including Clackamas County, which says it only needs 3,000 more people to get vaccinated to meet the lower risk requirements. The governor will reassess the risk levels on Tuesday. Any updates will go into effect next Friday. A DoorDash delivery driver is now taking legal action against Portland police. Patrick Cunningham claims officers violated his civil rights and discriminated against his race when they pursued him after he attempted to help a hit-and-run victim back in February. He says he wants someone held accountable for the trauma he and his family suffered that day. A gunman opened fire at a supermarket in Florida. We're told he killed a woman and a one-year-old child before turning the gun on himself. Officers have identified the suspect as 55-year-old Timothy Wall. The names of the grandmother and her grandson won't be released due to a Florida law. We're learning that Justice Department prosecutors subpoenaed Apple for data from the accounts of two high-ranking Democratic members of the House Intelligence Committee during the early days of the Trump administration. Apple had been under a gag order about the subpoenas. That's why lawmakers did not know their account information and data had been handed over until recently, when the gag order expired. President Joe Biden, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and the leaders of Canada, France, Italy, Germany, and Japan kicked off their G7 summit today in the UK. President Biden has pledged the US will donate 500 million Pfizer vaccine doses to more than 90 nations around the world. Thank you for listening to The Daily Six. You can check out all of our great podcast content on coin.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Talk to you Monday.